You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Loyal Kana, Isle of Iran, the title track from his album Yesterday's Gone, which came out a few years ago. One of the best performances from Laneway Festival this year. Really standout one for me. Before that, we had Slow Dive, Star Roving, another great one. And now I have Kneebone up in the studio to share the lineup for 2019. How are you doing?
I'm good, today? Sir. How are you?
I am very great. I'm very excited about this lineup announced.
Awesome.
It's very anticipated around here.
Excellent.
So it's, I'm sure it's amazing.
I've lost all perspective, but we're really happy. Yeah. We've been working on something for so long, but we're very proud of it. So,
As long as you're proud of it, then it's all right. And I think I've had a little look at it, and I think it'll be well received. There's a lot of people on there that are people have been asking me like who I think is going to be on it, and they've been telling me who they think is going to be on it, and a lot of the guesses have actually been right. So people get really excited about that kind of stuff.
Well, it's our 10th birthday, so we wanted to do something really special for, like, we try and do something special every year, but for your 10th birthday to come back, and we never ever thought we'd get this far. So, and we've got a couple of people returning to help us celebrate, so, and as well as some great new stuff. So
some nice nostalgia there.
Yeah. And as well as some great new acts. So it's a good mix.
All right. Should we get into it?
Sure.
Are we doing it alphabetically, or are you going to do it?
Do it alphabetically.
There's no, like, it's not tiered.
Kicking off, Boogie with a Hoodie, Benny, Billie Eilish, Camp Cope, Clyro, Cosmos Midnight, Courtney Barnett, Denzel Curry, DJ DS, Florence and the Machine, G-Flip, Gang of Youths, High Beams, Emuji, did I pronounce that right?
I think it's Emuji.
Emuji, cool, excellent.
It's always a hard one. I think a lot of people, right from the start, you've got it now.
Yeah, nice one. John Hopkins, Georgia Smith, Lontalius, Masego, Miss June, Mitski, Parque Courts, Raven Lene, Rex Orange County, Skiggs, Shmino, The Dead Sea, which I'm so happy about, and Yellow Days.
Awesome. That's a bloody powerful lineup.
Powerful. There's a word for it.
There's a lot of standouts on there that that really get me real well.
Excellent, man. That's really, really cool.
Parquet Courts is a big standout for me.
Totally. They're such a great, phenomenal live band.
Yeah. They're so good. And I'm excited to see John Hopkins now that you've talked him up to me. It should be very good.
I was lucky enough to see him last year in Spain, and it was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Returning to Albert Park, right?
Returning to Albert Park. Back in Albert Park. Right here out on the street, basically trying to improve on last year and the year before, just trying to make it more every year. We're just trying to make it more comfortable for people. Last year the feedback was excellent, people had an awesome time, all those kinds of things, but you know, you can always make the bars a bit easier, you can always make more to fit more toilets than there were last year, so it's all that kind of stuff.
I've seen improvements for over the last couple of years, definitely, like from like Albert Park, and just utilizing the space better.
Totally.
I think I'm excited
so
to see
food,
how this is.
Bigger variety of food, so you know it's getting there.
It'll be good. Oh my god, there's so many things going through my head right now.
That's quite all right.
Are there any particular favorites on there that you're?
Having Florence come back after 10 years is a pretty special thing. You know, she played the first Laneway and was incredibly, we had some technical problems on the day, and one of my biggest memories was her just being super understanding of being 10 minutes late on stage, and her just being a totally cool professional.
An awesome person to work with.
Yeah, and it was just like, I remember going up to her afterwards and going, thank you so much, and she was like, that was really fun, don't worry about it. And I was like, awesome, you know what I mean? And
that's what you want.
Cause, you know what I mean?
Because things like that happens, and you don't want it to ruin someone's trip.
No, not at all. Like all the artists come such a long way. You want to make sure that they have a great show. You know, another one's the Dead Sea for me.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? It's been a very, I think Bruce said it was 20 odd years since they played New Zealand Festival.
Oof.
So,
That'll draw out a crowd.
Yeah, and you know, they're fantastic live, and that's such a huge thing for Laneway. Is we don't book any act unless someone's seen them live. Like one of the team, and they've got to be able to bring it, because we're not selling CDs or streaming music. This is a live experience, so you know, and I'm just so looking forward to seeing them play.
It's nice because I was looking at it and I was thinking it really kind of nicely. There are nice connections to this year's lineup in the way where Raven Lene is playing and having worked with Steve Lacey of the Internet and things like that. Did you get any like recommendations or anything like that? Did you talk
happens
to the
all
artists?
Time. Yeah. That's one of the main points where we find other acts, is people going, have you heard of this act or have you heard of this act? like last year people were like, oh, you've got to check out this, that and the other thing, and you're like, okay, cool, that's great. You know what I mean?
There are nice things with things like that. Okay, so Loyal Kana was at Mellowdown set
this year.
And I was like, that was super cool.
That Loyal Kana set was still one of the best things we've ever seen in that festival.
Oh, it was amazing.
And it was so good.
I think it's nice that Mellow is returning this year to be part of High Beams. Which will be cool because they are amazing. I saw them at the Others Way and they were impeccable. Great performance.
And you know, and that's, you know, that Others Way has such good timing for us because it's usually where we finish off our local bookings.
Oh yeah.
Is on the back of Others Way. So thank you again, Ben, and that. But
get some guaranteed.
Is that how Benny
got on the lineup? Because I know that a lot of people were really excited to see her that night.
She'd played the week or 2 weeks before at Nick of the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a few of us who kind of work together to put the lineup together. And one of them, Sam Harmon, who does the Saturday morning show here at BFM, and he kind of came bowling into the office and he was like, you've got to book, like you just have to.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to get a chance to see her again. And very, very happy it worked out.
That's what you want. And I think it's nice to get someone, or those kind of artists, all of the local artists are like very fresh and like all amazing. It's really good. I'm struck. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's a good balance. It's like, you know, Billie Eilish has become just a star.
Bigger and bigger.
And it's terrifying actually now. Like, you know, after she did that single with Khalid, how big she's become as an artist around the world. You know what I mean? She put a tour in Europe on sale about 3 weeks ago and sold 27,000 tickets in like 5 minutes across, you know, 12 different countries. And you're just like, well, you know, what do you say to that? You know what I mean? It's amazing to watch her kind of explode like that, you know?
Yeah, well, because she's so amazing and her stage presence is so crazy.
Yeah,
like totally. I saw her this year as well, and that's amazing. So it's great to get her back and see her go through it all again.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sure she'll have a bit of new music and things like that as well.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of who else is on the lineup. Georgia Smith is amazing.
It's a record we all fell in love with, you know, 3-4 months ago, and again one of the team was up in London, saw her play and was just like, we absolutely have to do this. She was actually one of the first acts we booked.
Oh, awesome.
Which was great. And it was actually Georgia and John Hopkins were first two. John, we hadn't heard the record, but he'd played Laneway before. He's a lovely, lovely guy and the show is incredible. So, you know, that's great. Rex Orange County was the last act we booked.
Oh, really?
No, just we tried to book him last year as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it just took a long, 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 long time to get there. But, you know, he's, again, you know.
Well, he's one of those artists that actually I haven't listened to too much. And that's the kind of great thing about Laneway as well, is that you
can find something.
Is that you go and find a whole lot of artists that that you never know. I think a lot of people have been recommending me Yellow Days.
Yeah, totally, 100%.
Which I think I'll give a listen and probably will like, which is always great. And it's much easier going to Laneway, or like it's much easier to get to listen to an artist knowing that you're going to see them
there's a point to it.
I think like when I was listening to John Hopkins, I was like, oh yeah, like this would be awesome live.
Well, he's got like dancers on stage, full AV, crazy light show, he's playing In the Dark at Laneway, he's playing Last on his stage, so it's going to be a hell of a performance.
I think it's really filled that nice like electro kind of doof music. That you need at every festival.
Yeah, totally. You know what I mean? Like, and he's played before, and you know, and yeah, he does. It's an hour long set. Florence is playing 90 minutes at the end of the night.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, and Billy's playing an hour. So
it's nice that they're putting in the effort as well.
Yeah, and we've kind of stretched out the format. Like, we'll release the schedule close to the day, but last year we had 30 acts, this year's 27, and that's mainly so we could give more people more time.
One of the
main bits of feedback we got from last year was, hey, that's great, but War on Drugs played 55 minutes, would have been great to do an hour 10.
Well,
you know, and which is totally understandable. So you know, we kind of took that on board and went, well, you know, we've got to back the lineup that we've got and give them more time, and heaps of agents and artists were asking us like, look, 45 minutes, can I get 50, can I get 55? So you know, we kind of
everybody wants to play one more song.
Yeah, totally. And you know what I mean, and you know, if you go see an act that you love at a festival, you want to see as much of the catalogue as possible. So you know, that's a chance for us to give acts what they want to do, you know.
X do want to do it as well, I think.
Yeah, totally, 100%. I've never met a band who was like, no, I'll just do 20 minutes.
All right, well, that is great. We're going to be giving away one ticket at the end of my show today. I've got a little thing that I've got to... So we're going to be giving away one ticket, and it's going to be based around nostalgia, Laneway. So text in your favourite Laneway memory, and... keep, like, it can be funny, it can be sad, it can be anything, just one that stands out to you. 5395 is the number. It's been 10 years, so yeah. I'm sure there's a few. People can send in more than one, why not?
Yeah.
The only thing is that you must have a Simplicity B card, and you can sign up for that at 95bfm.com/sign up. Start sending them through now, and then at the end of the show, I'll either pick out a favorite or do a random generator.
Awesome.
So it should be bloody amazing. I'll let this John Hopkins track play out, Neon Pattern Drum, from his new album Singularity. Before that, I played his title track, which is also the first track on the album, and it is amazing.
Awesome.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries. Thank you.
BFM Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.